France Avenges World Cup Defeat, 6th of September 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator on News. Rome, Italy. France avenged their World Cup final defeat with a morning of nuking key Italian cities, including Venice, Naples, and the once great world capital, Rome. This act is the first time France has used its tiny, tiny nuclear arsenal against its enemies since it nuked Greenpeace's headquarters in 1987. This move comes as a surprise to Americans, who are too fat, stupid, and heterosexual to appreciate the sportsmanship and insanity associated with the beautiful game. However, it's not much of a surprise to most Europeans, Latin Americans, and pretty much all those other foreigners, all of whom grew up exposed to such irrational emotion. Quote, "I think it was a great move, even though I despise Zinedine Zidane and anything else that is French," unquote, Londoner Billy Britton is reported to have said. Quote, "I just wished he'd done this to Argentina in 84. Those bloody wankers are always stealing our colonies and cheating in football matches, and I believe it's high time we wipe Buenos Aires off the map," unquote. Italians, who will likely still be recovering from severe burn wounds and cancer caused by these attacks 25 to 50 years in the future, see France's acts as irrational and lecherous. Quote, "It's not a very nice thing to do such things, you know," unquote. My interpreter, who has taken 1 year of English, poorly translated Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi as saying. The Pope, who received severe wounds in the attack, has called Jacques Chirac a bloody dickhead and excommunicated the entire nation of France indefinitely. The UN remains divided on the issue. Quoth head honcho Kofi Annan, quote, "I am glad to see that international sport has prompted world leaders to attempt to solve important problems. However, I do not see violence as the answer to the problem of headbutting being grounds for a red card. I believe we should press sanctions on France and then attempt to heal war-ravaged Italian people, and more importantly, their football team," unquote. The UN's headquarters in New York City were then hit by an ICBM launched from a missile base in French Guiana, and Annan was vaporized on the spot. It is unknown what effect the nuking of random cities and the dissolution of the United Nations will have on the prospects of world peace, but experts foresee a massive robot uprising and laws requiring men to, quote, prostrate themselves before the almighty Mecca Chirac, unquote. I don't know who said it, but it was in quotes. On News will provide more information on this pressing issue as it becomes available. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.